Hello and welcome to English for Economists, the podcast for English learners from all over the world who need to discuss economic issues in English. This is episode 64 and I'm your host, Alan Robert. Let's start our lesson. Today we'll be discussing the trend of companies transferring their operations to nearby countries because of geopolitical reasons or because of recent disruptions in the global supply chain, like the shipping container crisis, and also, of course, problems posed by COVID. For example, companies are relocating to Mexico in order to be closer to the U.S. market. Listen to this headline from the Natural Gas Intel website, which was published on February 2, 2023. Mexican nearshoring opportunities seen spurring energy needs. Mexican nearshoring opportunities seen spurring energy needs. Nearshoring describes this trend. Production plants are moving nearer to the United States. Of course, the word shore, as in near shore, well, shore refers to the land along the edge of a sea or a lake or another body of water. But here, really, shore has the meaning of a border. Nearshoring is when the operations are moved closer to your border, whatever that border is. The article discusses, again, the trend of U.S. companies relocating their operations, mostly from Asia, to closer to home. Nearshoring. Listen one last time to the title of the article. Mexican nearshoring opportunities seen spurring energy needs. Spurring. Let's talk about spurring. Spurring means to create, in this context, to incentivize a new need for energy. So it is spurring this energy need. Spurring, to spur. Spur, by the way, is what cowboys have on the back of their boots, and they will jab that into the side of the horse in order to move the horse forward. That's a spur. So spurring is when you provoke that action. This is a good chance to teach you an idiom, I think, and that idiom is hedging your bets. Have you heard that one before? To hedge your bets. Now, you can use that in the context of nearshoring, for example. How? Well, hedging your bets means taking precautions to protect yourself from risk. So in this case, U.S. companies are protecting their interests. They are hedging their bets by moving key production facilities closer to home to ensure their supply lines. Okay, so in conclusion, nearshoring, spurring, and hedging a bet. That's all for today. Check out the lesson notes and links on our website. You'll also find a lesson related to the concept of friendshoring that I did last August, I believe. This is Alan Robert at EnglishForEconomists.com. Take care, and I'll be back soon with another lesson. Bye-bye.